Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. Here's the question today. Have you ever felt that you're so weak that you can't even pray for yourself? And what if I said that if you could pray that prayer, you could be just like one conversation, one prayer, one friend, one bold step in community for your healing? So today we're going to dive into the power of praying together. So the question is, does healing happen in isolation? I think you need to be around people. I think God does something big with you and with other people as they're praying, and I'll share some things with you. If you look at James chapter 5 and 14 and 15, let me give it to you here. James 5, 14 and 15. If any sick among you, is there any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if there be any committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Let me read what 16 says. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. For the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Does that fit you today? You can call for the elders of the church, and it says they will anoint you with oil, which is a representation of the Holy Spirit, and then you are healed. So is there any sick among you? Call for help. Don't try to do this on your own, because, I mean, you could absolutely sink yourself. So you want to make sure that you have good, solid people around you that are faith and godly people. And I want to encourage you not to wait. Involve others. If you've got a horrible diagnosis about something, don't just hold that to yourself. Make sure that you have a group of friends that love Jesus, that care about you, that will come around you and pray for you on a regular basis until the healing comes. And you want to find people that are spiritually strong too, not people that are going to sulk around in your sorrow. Well, you know, like if you have a cancer diagnosis, well, you know, my mom died of cancer, and boy, she didn't last very long after she was diagnosed. Yeah, I mean, what kind of words are that? I mean, and what kind of encouragement is that? So you want to get around people that will encourage you. God designs healing to flow through connection. So if you are connected to the source, which is God, and the people that are around you are centered and connected to the source, then, and the connection, then all you have to do is just confess that, hey, I need prayer. I need help, because God will hear your prayer. We're talking about 31 days of prayer, and you can download this on johnfowler.org on my website. And you can, if you have a friend that you may not be sick, you may not be having any spiritual issues or any emotional issues, but if you know somebody who does, make sure that they download this. It's free of charge. I'm not making a dime off of it. It's just to help people to get better. So it's 31 days of healing prayer, a journey through physical, emotional, and spiritual wholeness. I want spiritual wholeness. I want physical wholeness. So the reflection is of part one here is, who in your life carries spiritual authority and can agree with you in prayer? And then what you do is you reach out to that person and say, you know, I'm really struggling emotionally today. My anxiety level, my anxiety level is just through the roof, and I need prayer. And so what you want to do is you want to find somebody that carries spiritual authority and agree with them, and them agree with you, and reach out to them. God works through relationships. Now, what the enemy wants you to do, the enemy wants you to be isolated and off to yourself. If you ever watch The Wild Kingdom or any of these reels where animals are eating each other, if you ever noticed, the animals that get eaten are either small or they get isolated from the pack. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to think that you're the only one that deals with this. Nobody else is having struggles with this. This is the only one that has an addiction. You're the only one that can't seem to get victory over it. That is absolutely not true. So the prayer of faith unlocks power. And that's what I read to you in James 5 and 14 and 15. This isn't a casual prayer. This is a bold, unwavering prayer that is faith-filled, that will literally move the sickness completely out of your body and back to hell where it belongs. What you have to understand is that God makes no man sick. He makes nobody sick. Well, God made me sick so that he can get glory and heal me. That is hogwash. That is not true. The devil, John 10:10, comes to what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, I had this guy tell me the other day, well, you're getting old. You need to embrace it. No. I said that publicly. I said, no. I said, I'm 57 years old and I can still hit a softball and I can still run to the base. And man, I tell you what, I refuse to deny that I walk in health. So faith doesn't deny the sickness. It declares God's power over it. Tell me how powerful that is. Faith doesn't deny the sickness. It declares God's power over it. And prayer that is rooted in faith doesn't beg, oh God, if you'll just do it for me, I'll serve you the rest of my life. No, don't do that. Don't embarrass yourself in front of God. Prayer that is rooted in faith doesn't beg, it believes. Let that sink in just for a minute. Prayer rooted in faith doesn't beg, it believes. So say this out loud with me. By faith, I receive my healing. I trust in prayer that moves mountains. Let me say it with you again. By faith, I receive my healing. I trust in prayer that moves mountains. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So the third step of day 8, which is praying for the sick of the 31 days of healing prayer, healing in the hands of others. And healing in the hands of others is very important. Get around people that have the gift of healing. Community isn't just for comfort, it's for healing. People that walk in the gifts of healing, you want to have those people pray for you. And God uses the faith of others to carry us when we're too weak to walk alone. So that's what you call borrowed faith. It's when I lend my faith in that area because I believe in healing and God uses me to pray for people that are sick and for them to get better. So I have faith in healing. I have faith in God. So God uses the faith of others to carry us when we're too weary to walk alone. And then healing can be contagious. So what do you mean there? Healing can be contagious. When others see your healing, their faith grows too. It's like, wow, you know, I saw that healing. I believe that I can be healed as well. Yes, you can. You say, well, this is crazy. I don't believe that God heals. Well, look it up. God can set you free, whatever you're dealing with. You may have had anxiety for the last 40 years, and I pray in the name of Jesus that anxiety be gone in your life, in Jesus' name. You may be struggling with a lung condition. I pray in Jesus' name, God, for a new set of lungs, in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, for that. That person that's struggling in their feet, the burning in their feet, I pray healing in the name of Jesus, that your feet would stop burning and that you would be healed in the name of Jesus. That person that's struggling today that had a broken bone that just doesn't seem to heal right, I pray healing in that bone in Jesus' name this day forward. I want to hear from every one of you today that I prayed for, and I want to hear your testimony. Here's today's challenge. Call or meet with somebody today and ask for prayer. And I mean, ask them out loud, hey, I need prayer. And then pray together. And if you're not sick, then offer to pray for someone who is. And use James 14 and 15 in your life right now. Just continue to stand on that scripture right now. And so I want to read a closing prayer to you today. Father, I lift up my physical ailments to you. And you can say it with me. Look, Father, I lift up my physical ailments to you. Through the prayer of faith, raise me up and restore my health. Let your healing power flow through me and those who pray with me. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you, God wants to do it in your life. So what we're going to talk about tomorrow is God's mercy and healing. So you can click on the next podcast. What I'm doing is we have this 31 days of prayer, healing prayer. It's a journey to physical, emotional, and spiritual wholeness. If you feel like that you're spiritually, physically, emotionally whole, pass this along. Give it to somebody that you know is struggling in that area. And then you can send them to the podcast, John Fowler, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, any of the top podcast channels we are on. Send them to it. And as they go through days one up to days eight, I'm continuing to do a day each podcast, and then they can listen to the podcast that will help summarize everything that they've read. And so I want to encourage you to do that. You'll be discovering in the next podcast, God's mercy, going beyond what we deserve and to bring you exactly what you need. So download the full 31-day prayer guide at johnfowler.org. And we shall see you tomorrow.